You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Go to Wix.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Have a look at the stories making the news this morning, and prime amongst them is extensive coverage of that audit into osteotomy surgery across the major children's hospitals in Ireland. This is a look at the National Orthopaedic Hospital, CAPA. They were commissioned to look at pelvic osteotomy surgery for children with developmental hip dysplasia, comparing criteria for that surgery with whether or not the surgery was actually given. And Niamh Griffin, the Irish Examiner's health correspondent, has been analysing the numbers. Morning, Niamh.
Morning, Anton. Thanks for having us on.
It is a pleasure. As I understand it from your piece, the total numbers, when you go across the various different hospitals, it is roughly 2/3 of the surgery didn't meet the criteria. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, with big variations. So for CAPA Hospital, they found 79% of the hospital of this type of surgery didn't meet the criteria, and 60% in Temple Street. But in Crumlin, pretty much everyone did meet the criteria. So that's one of the first big concerns, that those three hospitals had such different sort of thresholds for deciding who to offer surgery to.
And how much of this is shades of grey? Is it that whoever is doing the report may have a higher bar for what they think is appropriate for surgery and the surgeons may differ? Or is it a fairly black and white matter?
No, it's definitely shades of grey. The audit acknowledges that when the auditor, he's a surgeon from Bristol Children's Hospital, that when he spoke to the surgeons, they did lay out reasons for their approach in Temple Street and CAPA, that they used a less invasive procedure, so a different process, which they argued meant they were able to apply different criteria. And he acknowledged that, and he said he made some changes to the final report based on those conversations, but he did not change his recommendations or his conclusions, he said. And the big worry, I suppose, for the HSE, who Bernard Gloucester described it as a significant concern, is that those three hospitals are working together, but we're applying very, very different criteria.
The age of the children who would have received these surgeries, what was the spectrum?
Yeah, we're talking about very young children. One mother I spoke to yesterday, a Kilkenny woman called Anya, her son was 3 years of age when he had the surgery. So she's one of thousands, really, of parents very, very worried now. Even though her son is doing fine, she still needs that reassurance, and she wants to be told that he did need to go through what she described as a very traumatic surgery.
Well, if you take the percentages that you've outlined, and as you say, thousands, that does mean that several hundred children, very small children, according to this report, therefore, have gone through invasive and traumatic surgery unnecessarily. Is that right?
So that's the next step, really, to look at that. The auditor, as auditors, I suppose, tend to do, use very careful language. He talked about not meeting the criteria, not meeting the indications. And now we know that over 2,000 children who've had this surgery at the three hospitals are being contacted, going back as far as children who had the surgery in 2010, and they're all going to be reviewed and also assessed. So CHI has been telling parents that their kids will be individually assessed to see if they needed the surgery or not. So while a lot of parents might be looking at children who are running around and you know, doing very well, there's going to be that question in people's minds for quite some time as to whether the surgery was needed. And the HSE has set out a six-month time frame within which they hope to have all those initial assessments done. So that's quite a long time. We're rolling into, I suppose, September, October for some parents before they'll really get an answer to that question.
And the other question, of course, then is what issues does it raise in terms of the overall setting of standards by HSE or to an extent department? We've obviously put in requests for both the minister and representatives of the HSE, and nobody was available to come on the programme this morning. But what does it say about the normalisation and consistency of standards across the health system if there can be this big a variance?
It raises really big questions. I suppose the first question is why it took a whistleblower for this to come out. The audit was commissioned by Children's Health Ireland and CAFA, the orthopaedic hospital, on the back of a protected disclosure from a whistleblower. But this has been going on for a long time. And that phrase, hiding in plain sight with such high numbers, and a number of consultants asked Temple Street published a paper, a research paper on this less invasive technique in 2010. So they, you know, they've made it clear they weren't trying to hide anything. But that discrepancy between the hospitals just rolled on for a number of years. So that's a very big question for the hospital to address. The health minister did say yesterday that governance issues are being addressed. And they've announced a couple of changes like multidisciplinary teams, a lot more cooperation. But I think parents will really want to see that really spelled out, and they'll want that reassurance because we know like children are signed up for these surgeries all the time. It's quite a common condition. So there will be a lot of concern, I think, over the oversight of what's going on.
Niamh, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Niamh Griffin, and Niamh's coverage is available in the Irish Examiner. She's writing extensively about the outcome and the implications of that review into pelvic osteotomy surgery across the children's hospitals. Niamh Griffin, health correspondent for the Irish Examiner.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.